Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, and welcome back to the John Michael Personal Branding Masterclass. I'm John Michael, your host, and today we're diving into the critical aspect of personal branding, and that is monitoring your online reputation. Before we delve into today's topic, I encourage you to connect with me on social media. Find me on X as John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael, and Facebook as Image Group International. In today's digital age, for most people, your online reputation is a cornerstone of your brand. It's how the world perceives you in the vast realm of the internet. It's the sum of how you're portrayed, of course, discussed, and perceived. It's your online reputation, and it influences opportunities, relationships, and your overall personal brand success. So today we'll explore the tools and tactics to effectively monitor and manage this digital aspect of your identity. And I want to explain to you. First of all, as of July 2023, the market leader online has been Google in reference to a share of around 81.95% of the share online in reference to traffic. And the next in reference to online search has been Bing, that accounted for about 10.5%. And that's just desktop search market. Well, Yahoo's market share was around 2.67%. So what it clearly indicates is that Google runs the show. And what's important about that is that's how people will find you, because that's where they'll search initially in most cases, especially in Australia. The US, of course, the other two might have also, where a lot of these stats would emanate from, would have larger share, but definitely from an Australian perspective, it's Google, Google, Google. And that also is the same around the world in all cases. So let's start with the tools. First of all, there's the digital side that's obviously part of the platforms, and then there's the human side and how that can help you keep a vigilant eye on your online reputation. But first, let's start with the digital types, as there are several platforms out there and services designed for this purpose. So we already know that Google is king. So part of that is to set up Google Alerts, a simple yet powerful tool that I mentioned in a recent episode. It's an effective way to stay informed about what's been said about you and also about your competitors. You can set up alerts for your name, your brand, and of course, relevant keywords, and receive notifications whenever new content mentioning these terms appears online. By the way, you can also put a search, the same thing on my name. So if you wanted to follow up a lot of the things that we do, that would also bring it up from a Google search bar in Google Alerts. So that's fantastic in reference to getting the information that you want straight into your folder on a daily basis. So next, also, there is other tools. Like, for instance, among many, many others is Social Mention. It's also a good tool, and that also you can look at that becomes, you know, a bit of a social search and, of course, analysis platform. It sort of aggregates the content from various social media platforms. Then it provides real-time updates on mentions, likes, and shares related to your name or brand. So it's a valuable tool for tracking all social media conversations, especially associated with your brand, but also you can put other brands there as well. So once you're clear, and this is very important, on your strategy and end game, next you delve into some tactics to actively, of course, manage your online reputation and ensure a positive digital footprint. So it's very important. There's no point of having a plan if you have no strategy. So get your strategy clear why you are doing this. What's the end game? And some examples of that also is, end game might be to you know, totally different for everybody. Of course, ultimate end game for most people is more business, i.e. lead sales. But some of the other things to consider is why you need this. It's to actively manage your social media profile. So that could be something important for you. It's to regularly update your information and share relevant quality content. Yes, we don't need any more digital pollution. And engage, of course, with your audience so you can build some relationship. And number three would be about being proactive on social media. So this allows you to contribute positively to your online narrative, attracting followers, leads, and ultimately clients and sales. And what this means is you positively control your online narrative, because if you don't control your narrative, somebody else will. And we know that whoever controls a narrative has the power. So this is very, very important, especially, you know, if you want to build the brand out there, because if you're not doing that, then potentially you're not actually going to be known, found out about, and your opportunity to build thought leadership is going to be non-existent. Always address both the positive, though, and negative feedback. And this is a big tip. So responding professionally, of course, to criticism and acknowledging, you know, positive comments demonstrates a transparency level and also sincerity. And in my experience, we have converted negative reviews for our clients by getting them to be honest about how they've screwed up. And once you do that, in our Aussie culture, people are very forgiving, okay? Very forgiving. But it's also an opportunity to showcase your values and commitment to engagement, to prove specifically that you are walking the talk and you are what you say you are. So what I say here is there is no ghosting policy allowed here. Definitely respond. Don't be afraid. And you know, and this is interesting because this goes totally opposite to what the big tech companies do when they do screw up. Facebook is a perfect example of that, and you don't even get a response. And when you do, it's a bot that pretends to be human and it gets you nowhere and nowhere. And that's a serious problem. So I say bring your human-centric approach here. You're not Facebook that has so much power that you can get away with doing that. As a small to medium-sized business, even a larger business, you haven't got the luxury of some of these big tech companies. So you want to remember that you're still human and bring your humanity into the conversation. So there is nothing to fear, in my advice, is when you're doing good. And this includes also trolls, you know. So take a counterintuitive approach, backed by a human-centric approach, and you might also win new clients with your newfound courage, because trolls also are potential opportunities, of course, to create business. And we've certainly used some of those tactics on some of them for our clients. Some others include, of course, reverse Googling yourself. You know, regularly Googling your name not only reveals what others see about you, but also enables you to discover and leverage content you hadn't considered before, such as mentions in blogs or articles, and that you can share and comment on to enhance your visibility. Another way also that I've noted before briefly was engage with competitors. Interacting with competitors' content on social media can seem counterintuitive, but it demonstrates confidence and establishes you as an active participant in your field. In a lot of the posts that I do, I get competitors all the time, you know, putting comments on there and, of course, subtly trying to obviously potentially take clients away. That also could happen. No fear around that. We operate an abundance mindset. So if somebody's really, really that good, why shouldn't they take clients? So have no fear around that. Just share, engage with competitors, not a problem. This can also, of course, increase your visibility and attract a broader audience. And what's important about that is if you're a true thought leader, well, that also makes it very clear to your competitors that you are the real deal and not mucking around. Another tip also is to turn down some of the opportunities, especially around the DMs you get specifically on LinkedIn. And what I mean by that, look, if you operate with scarcity consciousness, that means every opportunity that's thrown to you, you keep on saying yes, 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 yes. Before you know it, you're going to be chasing your tail with all these so-called opportunities that you have the potential of burnout. So sometimes the best way to manage your brand is to be selective about the opportunities you accept. Be very clear about that. This is nothing personal, but turning down offers that don't align with your brand values or goals can strengthen your reputation, showing that you're focused and principled. And I don't mean using that as a snob approach. I'm talking about, and if that's what you want to do, that's your choice. But I'm talking about from the reality of you've only got certain hours in a day, you can only do so much. So if you look at the 80-20 perspective, maybe take 20% of the opportunities that are going to give you 80% results. Now, let me share a story of a client who recently learned the importance of monitoring their online reputation. And I'm going to start off with this dynamic founder of a tech startup. Her name is Mia, and she revolutionized the way we interact with smart home devices. She discovered the transformative power of combining online tools with a human-centric approach to manage both a personal and business brands. You know, being a tech wizard, her journey illustrates the profound impact of this strategy on her startup success, because a lot of startup founders, especially in the tech world, normally would not do it this way because they think it's tech, tech, tech. But it's in the end, it's humans, humans, humans. So recognizing the importance of her online presence, Mia leveraged a suite of digital tools to monitor and enhance her personal brand and her company's reputation. So she employed social listening platforms to track what customers said about her products, and of course the analytics software to gauge the effectiveness of her marketing strategies. Of course, what you can't measure, then you can't value, so that's very important. And of course, our reputation management services to address any negative feedback swiftly. And with the importance of that also is negative feedback. There also might get planted by competitors out there in negative reviews. That is fairly common out there. A lot of companies do that. Although it's under play, it's a lot more common than we think. However, Mia understood that technology alone couldn't capture the essence of a brand. So she made a conscious effort to infuse her personal values and the startup's mission into every digital interaction. So she took a leadership approach, and that included a human-centric approach, which meant actively engaging with the audience on social media, sharing insights into the startup's culture and innovations, and responding personally to customer inquiries and feedback. Now, she did not have a bot. She was the real deal. And of course, a lot of her clients acknowledged that, and the trust level went through the roof. So the synergy between digital tools and personal touch transformed her brand into a living, breathing entity online. It built trust, of course, as I've noted, and loyalty among her customers, attracting a community that advocated for her and who resonated with the mission and values. So authenticity was really clear here, and of course, Mia shone specifically with that. You know, her whole startup saw a significant uplift in brand perception, customer satisfaction, and ultimately market share. So this dual strategy enabled Mia to navigate, you know, some of the complexities of online brand and reputation management successfully, and got her to start thinking beyond then the digital, how she could also do that offline. Through, of course, presentations and other form of what I would call lobbying to get her name out there. The story exemplifies how integrating online tools with a genuine human touch can propel a startup to new heights, showcasing the power of technology when guided by human insight and empathy. You see, machines can pretend to care. Human beings can only do that for so long before they get found out. So the care factor is very important here in building relationships. And if you have no care factor, trust me, your clients will find out very quickly. As a coach, been doing this for over 35 years, if I didn't have a care factor, do you think clients would keep on coming back to me or my team? Absolutely not. Care is very important. And care is not just the word used, you know, as a marketing cliche, but it's about actually do caring for people. It's opening up your heart and sometimes, of course, being vulnerable around that, as we have shared with you on numerous episodes. So as we conclude today's episode, on monitoring your online reputation. Remember that your digital presence, of course, is an integral part of your personal brand. So I encourage you to stay vigilant, use the tools at your disposal, and actively manage your online narrative. Don't do that when the crisis comes. Be proactive and have a plan in place prior. So if you found this episode valuable, please rate us on your preferred podcast platform and connect with me on social media. Also, you can contact patricia.bossa or patricia@imagegroup.com.au with further information if you'd like to work with us. I want to thank you for joining me as always. And until next time, keep shaping that positive digital identity. And of course, always do good. Cheerio.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.